Okay, Alan, you raise a lot of issues. Let me deal with each one of them one by one. Your first question was, what is it that makes a woman go into this? And I think the answer is there are many reasons why women become prostitutes. I think for the great majority of them, they are poor, they are abused, often sexually abused. They are often forced into this by pimps. I have no sympathy for the prostitution the way it is normally practiced. I do think that this woman was an exception. She was a woman who I think, again, and if it's not true, we'll find out the facts. But everything I understand to date is this is a woman who, you know, liked her job. I'm sorry, but she got paid handsomely for what she did that was consensual, and I don't really feel sorry for her. Now, let me raise your second point about Martin Luther King. First of all, to be clear, I don't know that he used prostitutes. My understanding is it was marital infidelity. It was not a prostitute. If I'm wrong, someone let me know, but I don't think that was the case. But you raise a greater point, and that's one of blackmail, and that's a very serious point. It is true that if a man is secretly breaking the law, he is likely to be blackmailed. This is a very old problem. In fact, it goes back to Alexander Hamilton and the first sex scandal in American history. He was sleeping with another man's wife. He was paying off that woman's husband, the woman he was sleeping with. He was married, too. But the woman he's sleeping with, he was paying off her husband to keep quiet. And then the husband implicated him in a scandal the husband was involved in. And Hamilton then had to come clean to stop the blackmail, admit that, yeah, he was sleeping with this woman and paying her off. But that's all he'd done. He wasn't in this greater scandal. And he pretty much got a pass. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson and all, they gave him a pass. Here's the thing. Blackmail is a serious issue. But it's a serious issue because the underlying conduct is a crime. Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky, right? That wasn't a crime. There was nothing illegal about it. But he was also subject to blackmail because he didn't want his wife to find out. At the end of the day, we do all kinds of things, legal and illegal, that we don't want people to know about. Again, maybe the more harmless example I gave is looking at pornography on the internet. If someone were to threaten and say, well, I'm going to tell your boss at the church that I monitored your internet and you were looking at pornography, that's blackmail too. I think at the end of the day, it's the blackmailer that needs to be punished rather than the victim of the blackmail. And I'm not defending Spitzer's conduct except to say that someone who blackmails others, I think, is the real criminal rather than the victim. Let me go on to Marilyn. Marilyn, good morning.
Good. Well, actually, afternoon. And you kind of stole my thunder there. Well,
oh, I'm sorry.
The other caller did. But no, I'm glad you went ahead and addressed it. You know what I mean? I think that, first of all, you know, they put it out there. This is things that are happening as far as when we're moving large sums of money, making transactions, we all are being scrutinized.
That's right. They're watching us.
Yeah, they really are. And, and because of that, this is what led them to him. And what I heard in the news was that, you know, the company had not paid their taxes or whatever, so they put it out there and they let the public decide.
You know, I tell you, it's not even a left-right thing. I'll give you another example, and that's Bill Bennett. And I have no sympathy for Bill Bennett. I do not like his politics. Republican, former Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. I hate his politics. But he got in trouble for wasting $8 million in gambling. All right? Now,
right.
As much as I dislike Bill Bennett, I will stand on my principle and say it is nobody's business that Bill Bennett is spending $8 million on a gambling debt. It is his family's business? Absolutely. They have a right to know. They should know. But I don't want the government monitoring everything we do. To me, that's a police state. That's East Germany. That's not the United States.
Well, you know, and then I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna close.
Okay.
You know, I don't think they're finished with the story. I'm just hoping that he did not use any government money
right
to fund his, you know, hooplas or whatever.
Oh,
you
and
call
if he does,
it.
I will be the first to condemn him. That's over the line. That okay. To me is where a private matter becomes a public matter. And if that's the case, fry him. You know, get rid of him. He's gone. I will jump off this boat the quickest I can if that's to be shown, because that's an important distinction.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, we all need to remember that somebody's watching everybody. So
that's right. People are liable to their maker. They are liable to their God or their wife or their children or themselves or their own sense of morality. Please understand, I'm not defending Spitzer. What I'm saying is that as a society, I care more about spying on us than I do about the underlying crime itself. Thank you for your call. That was a really good one. Candace, welcome.
Well, thank you, and I agree with you. The spying is the is what we should be worried about. I'm not going to say all men, but men are men, not all men. And so he was dealing with a prostitute. Okay, you got somebody down there at 1600 Penn, and over here, and another one over here on Observatory Road, Mass Avenue, who have done far more damage and corruption and breaking of laws than this Spitzer.
And fundamental laws that have never been broken before. I mean, let's be clear. A lot of men, as you say, they go to prostitutes, and it harms their families.
Their families. But,
right,
you know.
But what George Bush has done, he is the first American president that at least has admitted to using torture. He's the first American president to admit to going
and
sending people
to
secret prison.
For that?
Well, no. My point is exactly yours. My point is that what he's done goes far beyond the private crimes of a man who...
Exactly. And we're not just talking about torture. We're talking about the breaking of national laws,
right.
International laws,
right.
Constitutional laws.
That's right. All of
and,
that.
And all of this being... And not just you, and I'm enjoying your show, but not just your show, but all of this being made over this guy, Governor Spitzer, who dealt with a prostitute, which many men, they just haven't been caught yet, and somebody said it because they didn't like what he was doing or what move that he was making. And he came out, he did come out as a hypocrite, but look at what he was doing, and it was
doing a lot of good things.
Exactly, which means he was anti what this administration is about. So somebody knew that he was doing that, and I find it really, really to know that we are being, and just take it lightly, that we are being, quote-unquote, spied upon, warrantless wiretaps and all of this. I mean, now you find out they've been putting stuff in the water. Now they'll claim it was sewage and all of that. Now I'm not buying that sewage crap, okay?
You know, this week, Candace, there's a bill before that the House and the Senate and the President have been fighting over. They've been fighting over for about a month now, to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And what this bill does is if the president gets his way, and so far the Democrats are standing firm, God bless them, I hope they continue to, but if the president gets his way, he can spy on any American without a warrant at any time. Now, the president will tell you, Republicans will tell you, he needs this power to fight terrorists. He needs to spy on 300 million Americans, and I don't know how many emails and text messages and phone calls we make. That's trillions of messages daily that each of us do. He needs to know all of our business to fight terrorists. Let me suggest to you, this ain't about fighting terrorists. That the real goal is to take political opponents, find out what they're doing, and take them down. And the clearest example I can think of is, yes, occurred just a few blocks from here at the Watergate Hotel when Richard Nixon wanted to know what the Democratic National Committee was doing. And so Republican operatives broke in and looked at their political plans. And, of course, Richard Nixon was forced from office for that. Now, how is that different in any way? In fact, I think it's a piker compared to spying on virtually everybody in America. I mean, all that Richard Nixon did in Watergate is a few Republican operatives broke into one building and spied on one or two documents. That's very, very small compared to the trillions of ways that George Bush is trying to spy on us today. And let me tell you, it ain't about fighting terrorists. It's about fighting his political opponents. Thank you very much for your call. Let me go on to Nick. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. This Spitzer case is so agonizing to me. I don't know why it has agonized me so much like this. But I hope that when the shock wears off, people will understand what you have been trying to let them understand for over 1 hour now. That, and after that time, I think it will be welcome to the United Soviets States of America.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
Exactly
if
right.
They can't see what has happened, if they can't see, I mean, coming at a time when this giving George Bush authority to spy the mall, coming at that time and nobody could connect it to except for people like you and some other people. It's so sad. I don't know what has become of Americans, you know?
You know, even when the New York Times discovered it, they held it for a year. And let me tell you something else to all the people that say, oh, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I think it's just fine if the government spies on me. Look, one other thing that we know is that the leaks themselves are against the law. There is something, and again, every lawyer knows it, most citizens know it, when the grand jury indicts you for a crime, Those proceedings are secret, and they're supposed to be secret because, you know, some people are innocent, and sometimes they aren't using the right methods to find out about things. Somebody, we don't know who, somebody leaked this investigation to the New York Times to take down Governor Elliot Spitzer. So
Absolutely. Please
don't tell me that all of this was about, you know, fighting immorality. All of this was about fighting terrorists. Somebody wanted Spitzer to go. Spitzer went after the most powerful people in the United States of America.
And we are forever grateful to him for that.
Yes, and they tried to take him down just like they tried to take Bill Clinton down. Look, Bill Clinton gave us peace. He gave us prosperity. He gave us the best economy in modern times. And all of us knew, at least we should have known from Jennifer Flowers, in 1992, that the man liked to sleep around. And the Republicans couldn't find anything he'd done wrong on Whitewater, on Vince Foster, on anything else, but they knew that the guy liked the ladies, and so they spent, you know, Richard Mellenscaife spent millions of dollars on the Arkansas Project, which was interviewing, I think, every woman in Arkansas to find out whether Bill Clinton slept around. We have people that are trying to take down leaders because they are progressive, because they care about the people, and to me, what sexual indiscretions that they've done pale in comparison to the people in the background taking them down.